This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Days for people in West Virginia and in California. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Also, in England, the EU is going. They're out of it. The people of England say, you can take it and forget it because we don't want it. It was an interesting vote, the breakdown in Scotland. All voted to stay in the EU, and there is now talk of doing something a little bit differently, in other words, taking another referendum up, although it certainly is not looking that way, like that's going to happen. What the fallout is and all of that remains to be seen. We are far from over with this discussion, but the people voted. So Prime Minister David Cameron, I think, was shocked. He's resigning. He's done by October. Who's in next? What happens across the board with the global markets? We'll see. So, do you want laws for your country made outside of the country? My answer to that is, I don't want that. And the people in England, I think, surprised a few by deciding they didn't want it either. Because it was pretty close, but close doesn't matter. Whichever way it went, it went. The people of England decided to regain their freedom. And that's it. That's what they wanted. And now there's been, of course, a lot of financial uproar. And they, what do they do? What did they pull themselves out of? Some say this is a predictor of maybe what happens in our elections. And again, that remains to be seen. The difficult moments in the last 4 days, really, for the people of West Virginia is, imagine you right now look out your window as you're listening to me and you hear some thunder and some rain, but it doesn't stop and it doesn't stop and it doesn't stop. And you live near a creek. You live not too far away from a raging river. Well, at least now it's become a raging river. And that's what happened. So in West Virginia, you had flows, houses and neighborhoods completely wiped out, where houses were floating. Roads washed away, people stunned, not really expecting that the rain was going to do that kind of damage. 23 people dead as a result. Terrible for the people of West Virginia. We feel you. We're thinking about you. In California, it's about fires. In Central California and Southern California, you have a massive amount of firemen that are desperately trying to do what they can to stave off yet another fire. It's not one fire. It's six different fires. So when you get to that point, you have to declare a state of emergency. What are you going to do? And you look at the pictures and you think, well, you know, California, there's so much brush and it's so dry and they've dealt with this drought and it's been so hot. It's 100 degrees today in Southern California. But hundreds of people have been evacuated. Two people dead. I saw a picture where I swear I was looking inside a volcano. And it wasn't a volcano at all. It was in the Kern River Valley. Somebody posted it. And you could see, it was at night, and all you could see was what looked like lava. Literally all over their little mountain. Scary. You know, there's been such a drought, a severe drought for years, it's made it worse. Because you got heat, you got wind, dry brush, dead plants, trees, down power lines. It's tough for the people. and tough for the firefighting crews that have been brought in from other places. You know, when you say you need close to 500,000 firefighters, where are you getting those? I mean, it's major. The same San Gabriel area, boom. San Diego County, boom. And the only thing that they can do is they try to get to these neighborhoods, knock on the doors, tell people, leave. It's dangerous. We can't tell you if the fire is going to jump because of the wind. It's too dangerous to stay. Unfortunately, some people, you know, don't. They want to stay as long as they can, and then they hang on to whatever it is, and sometimes they don't make it out. And that's the fear of the firemen. They don't want to come across bodies. They don't want to find that people who could have been saved weren't saved. Do you think we'll be saved if Donald Trump becomes president or Hillary Clinton? It's funny, overwhelmingly, so many of you would call me and tell me about Donald Trump and make America great again. And okay, so he's not really the one I wanted, but I'll take Trump over Hillary Clinton. Now it's kind of 50-50 in the mailbag. And that's good, because I think it's good because let's have a discussion. I say this every show, and I'm going to say it again. Doesn't matter if you're right of right, a little right, somewhere in between, or left. Let's have the conversation. Tell me why you think one is better than the other. And remember, we don't live, thank goodness, theoretically, in a dictatorship. We don't live like we used to under the reign of a king, although we question that. We have a democracy with three branches of government. We get frustrated, but we do have three branches. There's supposed to be a checks and balances there between the executive, the judicial, and, of course, the legislative. Somebody different's coming in, because this is it for Obama. He's in the tail end of his second term. It's flying by. First we hit the conventions, and then that'll wrap up quickly, and before you know it, November comes, and it's time to vote. Which way does this go? If you look at the latest polls have Hillary Clinton in the lead. The Washington Post poll, ABC News poll, had her up significantly. Some of the others have her up over Trump just by 5 percentage points. I think we're going to see the needle move all over the place before we know what happens. Because it does depend, I mean, remember, Electoral College, it depends a lot there. But it does depend also if we had a massive amount of voter turnout, which would be great. Vote. Absentee if you can't get there. Early if you can't make it on Tuesday. Whatever. Because trust me, your vote really, really can matter. Stay with us. Coming up, I'm going to tell you how you can win a free packet of One World Way, which cleared up my voice. I mixed it with seed oil. Oh, it's a miracle. I'm telling you, because my voice was killing me last week. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Besides, after 70 years, is what you go stand for. Is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say. Fractal on a breaking wall. I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will help on us retreat.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight as we kick off another week of the show. Kate Delaney. Last week, like many of you, you know, you get colds or somebody around you is coughing, you get a respiratory infection. There's a lot of crazy things going around right now, and it's the change in the weather, too. And, of course, as much as I've built up my immune system and am working on it, I caught something that was terrible, and it was killing my throat. And I started taking, I've just started One World Way not too long ago, because I've told the story. Stephen Huer called me, and I'm like, powders, I don't know. And he's somebody who's been in the nutrition business for a long time. And I said I would try it, and then I tried it, and my energy level was just off the charts. He was right about that. And I feel a lot better. Well, he told us last week, he was saying, as he heard my voice, you know what, mix the oils in. They're so popular and so good for you, these seed oils. And I did that, and it was maybe a day, not even a day, and then my voice started to bounce back. My throat started to feel better, and I already had that energy anyway, but I mixed it in with One World Way. So here's the bottom line. He knows I'm excited about it. I told him, send me just tons of packets. Send me whatever you can so I can just send them to listeners. So if you want a packet of One World Way, a couple packets, send me an email at americatonight.net, hit contact, and you can get to me that way. Or call up, make sure you give us the right address, because there was somebody in Washington, Kathy, that I was going to send a book to, got her wrong address, and then it bounced back. You got to know your zip code. So call Patrick right now if you're listening, and we'll get you those packets. I'll send them out to you myself. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or like I said, if you think about it, you're listening, because I know people listen all different times, just hit me up with an email, because I really believe in this. I really, really like what Stephen has done, and more importantly, because I've seen it myself, and I'm the more skeptical person. I'm the more skeptical person about doing that. It's like doing, you know, Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem I like. It works. It's the only time I've ever gone on anything like that. And between that and now with, you know, going to the gym and this One World Way stuff, man, it's life-changing. It's life-changing. I'll post, eventually when I get around to it, I'll post before and after pictures, and you can see what, you know, what that looks. Certainly you're not going to be able to see, oh, look at the health of the immune system, but that's what's happened to me. The immune system has really turned around. So next time I should be able to battle this off a lot easier. And in this line of work, that's what happens. Lots of germs flying around. Lots of germs. All right, let's go out to Grim. Hello. Whoops, I lost Grim. If Grim calls back, he was hanging on. We'll go to Grim. He was right there. Presto. I must have hit the wrong button. I don't know. Grim, we'll put you back on. And also coming up, a conversation with Fred Dreyer, who was a former All-Pro for the Rams back in the day, and also was on this show called Hunter. If you remember Hunter, he was the star of it. And I watched it, that's when I was a kid. I can remember watching it, and I thought he was good, definitely. The football part, I don't remember as much, because that was a little bit before my time. But I went back and looked at some of Fred Dreyer's stuff, and he's an interesting, well-spoken guy, and has plenty to say about the NFL. You know, we do our fun Nail the Score thing, and the NFL couldn't be more popular in this country, and hey, I like football. And he talks about the downside of what's happening to some former players. All right, I think we can do it this time. Let's go to Grim. Grim!
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
You do sound a lot better.
Oh, I feel like it's like night and day. It's unbelievable.
Well, I was telling Patrick I thought you might have had a few yak attacks.
Yak attacks.
It's corn yak, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. You're too funny.
I said, she's kind of happy, too. Maybe she had one too many. But, anyhow, I heard on this one talk show, and it brought back something to my mind. But back in my day, every man that had a truck, you could walk up to that truck, and in the back window, you'd see a, you know, multiple rifle rack. Usually, it was just a two holder. And in all the cases, practically 99% of them, there was a 12 gauge shotgun and a 30-30 hanging in that rack, visible to anybody. And, you know, there was times I've even walked by, and the truck was totally unlocked. Windows down, unlocked, going into the cafe for coffee with my grandpa in the morning or something like that. And if the truck, even back then, got stolen, the criminals back then had enough ethics and morality not to take the rifles, because they knew that, you know, they were being hunted, that they'd most definitely get shot. It just goes to speak of the times we live in nowadays.
Yeah, way different.
Way, way, way different.
Mm-hmm.
But got kind of a funny. Let's see if you can guess this movie, because this movie really cracks me up, and I think you'll. I mean, this one brings me to tears.
Mm.
But one of the main characters is Joe Pesci. Okay.
My Cousin Vinny.
Nope, nope. That's a good movie, but nope, not as funny. Now, as a good guess, I'll give you a second clue.
Casino.
No. The other character in the movie makes a statement, and he says, "Nice night for a back injury."
Nice night for a back injury. Nice night for a back injury. That's not much of a clue.
Okay.
Gosh, don't tell me. I like Joe Pesci. I've seen so many of his movies. It's not the Mel Gibson movies, was it?
Nope.
Oh gosh, what movie?
Okay, here's the third and last clue, and I'll tell you. They use a cracker box welder to bake a cracker.
Cracker box welder to bake a cracker. Hold on. When was the movie? Give me the,
72.
70s, right?
92.
Oh, 92.
It's a Christmas movie.
Christmas movie.
Home Alone 2.
Yeah, Home Alone 2. He was funny in that. Oh, that's right. Boy, that was good.
I love that sequence of his.
Oh, he's funny. He was funny in My Cousin Vinny, too.
Oh, yeah, but...
But that's even funnier, that line.
I can't help it. You know, there's a lot of people that don't go through the four to the Three Stooges routine, but I do.
Yeah. No, I get it. I do.
I mean, when he grabbed hold of that sink, he was screaming like a woman. But, I mean, that's something that's good to watch, even though it ain't Christmas.
Yeah.
For a good laugh with
everyone. It is. It is good to watch. You're right.
There's your best medicine, laughter.
Oh, I agree. Oh, so agree. You know what? Life is too short to be just miserable. It is just too short.
I mean, with everything, I can sit here and complain all night.
Yeah, like, yeah, like absolutely.
Who they taking the polls? Who's Washington and NBC, Washington Post taking the polls?
Hillary Clinton.
Well, I know who they predicted as winner. You know, I mean,
right.
But these polls, who are they calling?
Yeah, who are they calling? Yeah. Northeast.
Yeah, bingo. You know, I'm not, you know, why get on this, and there's a lot of news they don't even bother to cover.
Right.
I mean, I did a comic that I'm going to mail you where a young German boy wore a T-shirt that said, "Don't fear me, I'm a Muslim." And he got beat up and killed in Germany.
Wow. Oh, you're kidding. That is so... I know there's too many stories like that. That is so awful. Grim, thanks. Stay with us. Fred Dreyer coming up here on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Training camps in the NFL are getting set to open, actually, in a couple of weeks. Before you know it, we'll be at the end of July, and there are a lot of conversations about what's happening in the world of football. So I feel very fortunate to have caught up with, earlier in the day, Fred Dreyer, who is a former All-Pro for the Los Angeles Rams, when they were the Los Angeles Rams. Now they're back again. So thanks to Fred for joining us. Thanks for hanging with us on a Sunday. Boy, we're getting closer and closer to training camp. Can't you feel it? Oh, thank goodness. I am so ready for football. I don't know about the rest of you, but I definitely am. I mentioned this before. If you've never been to your favorite team's training camp now anymore, with bleachers and the chance to kind of hang on the rail and see what develops, it's so much fun. I'll tell you what's going to be fun this year is watching what happens in L.A. The Rams have sold 63,000
season tickets. I know I have a lot of friends in L.A. They are so excited to have the Rams back in Los Angeles. So joining us right from the get-go, former Rams All-Pro and star of a TV show I still like, Hunter, if you remember, you can see it on TV Land all over the place, Fred Dreyer. Fred, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you're not surprised that all these season tickets have been sold and more people want them?
Well, no. That's what they're supposed to do, buy season tickets.
That's right, and support the Rams, right?
That's the idea, yeah. You know, they're having a pretty good turnout so far, and they've got another several months to go before the season starts. So, you know, they're probably going to have 70,000 season tickets. That would be great. And then the rest are general will be available for the general walk-up, crowd.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that, of course, the access to the team has been pretty good from what I understand. They went through the OTAs, and now you've got training camp that's going to come up. And you know what training camp was like because you certainly were there. Training camp is a time where you can really tweak and look at possibilities, right?
Well, yeah, you get to, it's not like it was when I went, during my years, 69 through 81. I mean, we had 2 months worth of contact every day, and nowadays the collective bargaining agreement that you know where they negotiate themselves, a pretty good, pretty easy, fast for a training camp.
Yeah, do you think that, I mean, obviously the concern is for players' health and all of that, but the difference is significant between what you're saying and what they're doing now. Is that enough time, just time-wise, for training camp?
Well,
what they have now?
Well, the players take care of themselves a lot better now. They're in shape year-round. You know, if you start preparing yourself right around April, you've got... 6-8 weeks before you have to, show up, and you should be in pretty good shape. The only thing that you'll have to, work yourself into is contact, and you get that a little bit, in training camp. Not a lot anymore, like I said, but the preseason games, just 4 of those things. So by the time the season kicks off, you should be ready to go.
Yeah, when you look at the Rams and you look at how Jeff Fisher is kind of pulling the strings on the team, and Kroenke obviously making that move to L.A. How do you feel about their chances of starting strong this upcoming season?
Well, you don't know anything about the team until they actually, they can handicap their own team certainly better than we can, and you don't know that until you know what you have at quarterback. They know they've got a pretty good defense, so you can pretty much guess that they're going to be a pretty good team. You know, I think every good team, tries to take care of itself and not lose people before the season starts. Because once the season starts, people get chipped off all the time.
Yeah, and you talk about quarterback, and of course the Rams jumping up, getting that number one pick, and Jared Goff. When you look at him and you look at his skills, what do you think?
Well, look, clearly he was, arguably, I would say he was the best quarterback in the draft. What you don't know is his learning curve. You don't really. Mm-hmm. You really don't know how people that position is about vision and understanding how do you see coverage, how quickly do you get to see how your pass offense fits against the defense that's shown to you. You have a pre-snap look, which is a defensive alignment before the ball snapped, and when the ball is snapped, everybody now goes into their designated coverage. How quickly you see the coverage and how quickly you can read what your receivers are doing and have the time to get the ball into those little windows determines if you're going to be successful or not.
Yeah. The you know this, I'm sure the Rams are going to be on Hard Knocks this season, that HBO show, which means, you know, the cameras are all around. And do you think this is a good thing for them? It'll be tough. You know, you are somebody that certainly you have had cameras around you. You did the showbiz thing. But for some people, I think it kind of makes some of these players uptight. What do you think?
Well, look, I think it's a publicity stunt that it could work for them. You know, getting them. It's part of being an LA Ram, you know, and you have an opportunity to get publicity. You've got social media now that we never had, and you've got ESPN that covers everything all the time, and now they're going to be on this this new show, Hard Knocks, that introduces the country and all football fans to the LA Rams, and so I think it works for everybody, and I don't think you're going to have people get carried away with it.
Yeah, you know, as playing for the Rams and what it was like in your day, there's a lot of celebrities that'll come out. I would imagine we're going to see the same thing here because that's part of the lure of LA, right?
Yeah, you know, there was a time when we would before Sunday games during the regular season that you could go down into the tunnel and right outside the locker room. You could see, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and a lot of great football fans that were guests of Carol Rosenblum, and he would bring them in. Jonathan Winters used to come in and do 20 minutes, and so it was one of the things that comes with, I think, being in town here, and it's great fun, actually.
Yeah, of all the people those are some great names that you just mentioned. To see Jonathan Winters do 20 minutes for you and talk about Dean Martin and Sammy and all those guys. And you met so many, and of course you work with so many people. Who was the one that just bowled you over? You were like, wow, this is incredible that you met.
Well, I met all those people. I remember going to Vegas and seeing Sinatra at Caesars. And this was, we had a couple of days off. Before we started practicing for the Super Bowl in 79, it was here in Pasadena. So, we hopped on the airplane and shot to Vegas to see a couple of shows. And one of them was Sinatra's show at Caesars. And then afterwards, I got to talk with, Frank Sinatra for like about 20 minutes one-on-one right outside the little area, in the casino, right up on the floor of the casino near the bar. He had a cordoned off area, you know, he had guests and stuff. So he came over to see me and we talked a little bit, and it was just before he was getting ready to go on down to Brazil to do a concert. So he wasn't going to be around for the game. So he regretted that. And then we talked about, talked about his music, talked about, the season and he was friends with Carol Rosenblum, and, you know, Carol knew everybody, and he was a great owner, and to be there with Frank Sinatra talking about all kinds of stuff was a thrill.
Yeah, how cool is that? All right, Fred, hang on. Are you willing to stay with us for a few more minutes?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Awesome. Fred Dreyer, terrific. He's back with us again on the flip side. Kate Delaney. All right, then we're going to continue that conversation with Dreyer. You know, talking about the L.A. Rams and the fact that they've sold those tickets. He was pretty nonchalant about it, but 63,000 season tickets, that's 7,000 shy of what the goal is. They're going to hit that. The Rams play next year in the L.A. Coliseum, but they're going to have a stadium that can hold up to 80,000, maybe 90,000. They're going to use the unsold seats for single game sales. But, boy, it shows you that somebody's supporting the Rams and they want to see football back again. The Rams moved from L.A., in case you don't know the story, to St. Louis after the 94 season. The league approved the team's request to return to L.A. this year, and that gave Los Angeles an NFL franchise for the first time in more than 20 years. And just like the movies are an escape, certainly football an escape for a lot of people. And in Los Angeles, they were furious, some people, when the Rams moved to St. Louis, and now the people in St. Louis are still licking their wounds after losing the Rams. All right, more with Fred Dreyer coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Tonight, we continue our conversation with former All-Pro Ram and actor on the TV series Hunter, Fred Dreyer. All right, we're back with Fred Dreyer, former Rams All-Pro, and of course his star of Hunter, and you saw him a bunch of other things as well. Fred, we've been talking about, obviously, the Rams, but as we look at the landscape in the NFL overall, there's a couple of lingering questions. One of them is over Tom Brady. This judge supposedly is going to decide, or this court is going to decide, on whether or not he's going to end up serving all of those games, you know, those suspended games, because they appealed it. He could be out four games maybe five for the Patriots. How much does that affect their season?
Well, it's just a witch hunt. This is a disgrace. It should have been handled a long, long, long time ago. I think Tom Brady should have stepped forward the day that it happened and to go in front of the press and disclaim everything. There hasn't been one shred of evidence against him that proves anything. I think this is a witch hunt by other owners in the league against the Patriots, against Bill Belichick, and against the New England Patriots. So what comes out of it, who knows? But it's a shame that they've drugged this on. This is a disgrace.
Yeah. In general, as you watch what's happened with the NFL, handling domestic violence situations, reworking in a couple of situations, sometimes a crazy suspension and then hardly anything on the other side, do you think they're meting out penalties right? In other words, Roger Goodell and the front office guys?
Well, I called this a long time ago, years ago, that it's government football now. You have the higher ups, the Goodells, and all the executive committee, the owners. They turn this sport into a politically correct political arena. They have exploited the enthusiasm of the American people to go along with this crap. You can't overemphasize what a disgrace this is. The league just doesn't seem to be able to provide the correct leadership and do anything correctly.
Yeah, and the Players Association only has so much power, right?
Well, the Players Association is cowardly. I based that opinion on years of turmoil between ex-players and present-day players. Present-day players have been given a gift by God, not only to be in this situation, but they walk on the shoulders and the backs of those who have gone before them. I was in several strikes during my playing time, and during that playing time, all of us declared that we wanted to do something and pay homage to the people that came before us. You know, the Dick Butkuses and all the Deacon Joneses and all these people, that Johnny Unitas, is the people who were in it in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, now that the money was there, the TV package was there, let's reward not only the present-day players, but let's do something for the ex-players. Let's make their pensions better. There's a lot of people out there. I could go on and on about this. There's a lot of players out there, ex-players, who are in very, very dire straits that need help. They need an adjustment to their pension, and they're not getting it. That should come from D. Maurice Smith and the present-day players panel that decides, let's do something, let's give some of this money. The money is grotesque. I think that people are overpaid. You negotiate, you get paid, live up to what you're getting paid and do your job and do something for people that came before you. And until they do that, my involvement with the league is minimal.
Wow. Yeah. And there's so many other players too that, you know, that feel the same way, right?
Oh, there is. I was involved in a couple of these lawsuits over the last 5 years, and it's amazing the criminality that's going on, the railroading that this league has allowed to happen. You've got ex-players, great ex-players, people who have played in whether it's 1 year or 25 years, whatever it is, who are not getting a fair share of what they should be getting in their retirement. You can't allow people to make $200, $300 a month in retirement after playing 10, 15 years in this league. And there's people out there like that.
Wow. And you know this, they showed in a new study I was recently looking at, 96% of former NFL players show brain damage. We saw Kenny Stabler. They talk about people around him that he was just sapped. His spirit was just sapped because of CTE. And I guess this goes along with the same thing that you're saying, that enough hasn't been done there either, right?
Well, that settlement is a disgrace as well. There's no way of harnessing that money, and there's no model. There's no cohesive business model that gets that money to the people who deserve it, who need it. And so this is just a buy-off. This is just something the elite does to, say that, oh yeah, we're on top of it. You know, this is the 50th year, I think, the 50th year of the league, of Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah, this and, past Super Bowl, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this past Super Bowl. Well, this is the 50th anniversary of that. And, they want to get all the complaints pushed aside, get it off, clear the decks so they can sell this business model to the world. And that's what they do. You know, they're using the likenesses of myself and all the other past players to promote the industry worldwide, and we're not getting paid for any of this stuff. We're just being told, nah, you don't deserve anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to use your likeness whether you like it or not, and the court and the league go along with it.
Wow, yeah, awful. So if people are listening to this and they want to do something about it, they should rattle the cage of the NFL, right?
Well, I don't know what the average person could do about it. I think to be aware of it is
yeah.
very simple. But I don't know if you're going to drive down to your NFL office and make a complaint. I don't know if it works that way. But you can write the league. You can write the commissioner. You can write D. Maurice Smith, Players Association. You can do a lot of things to let them know that you're aware of what they're doing and what they're not doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one last one. We talked about the Rams and, of course, the move to L.A. and how exciting that's been. Do you think the Raiders are going to move to Vegas?
Well, it's funny, isn't it, that for so long the league was so concerned about gambling. And now they've got FanDuel, they've got all of these companies and these tricks where you can bet on your favorite team and your favorite player and win money and so they're really out with it. So it doesn't surprise me that the Raiders go to Nevada to go to Las Vegas. Whether they do or not, I don't know. I don't think that there's a big push by other owners that want that to happen. I think that the prevailing wisdom, if you can call it that, is to try and get something done in Oakland. And I think that's what they're going to do. Before a team is allowed to leave and go to Vegas, they're going to do everything to get a stadium deal in Oakland.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. Absolutely. Fred Dreyer, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so not short on opinions, obviously, talking about what the league has done in the past. I thought that was interesting, and I think he's right. There needs to be more done for the players who came before, without a doubt. Remember, it's your chance to see what I do when I talk about One World Way. I'll give you some free packets. Good stuff. Boy, what a difference a couple of days makes. AmericaTonight.net. Go there. Thanks for listening.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.